This is KCUR 89.3. The need for mental health treatment continues to grow, but getting into treatment with a specialist often takes a wait of several weeks. However, KCUR recently found that many of Kansas City's largest psychiatric practices have even longer wait times of 2 to 3 months. And KCUR's Alex Smith reports, advocates say Missouri is falling behind other states in addressing its mental health provider shortage.
When Marty Sexton was in his 20s and 30s, he worked as a firefighter and then an Army medic in Operations Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and Enduring Freedom. He's now a 50-year-old grandfather living in Peculiar, Missouri, but he's still haunted by guilt about not being able to help more of the people he witnessed suffering.
I have nightmares, yes. Some that wake me and I can't go back to sleep, and some that I have to medicate to find my way to go back to sleep.
After he left the Army in 2001, Sexton struggled with problems including depression, anxiety, and PTSD. But he says medication and therapy helped.
But when I did get the care, and I'm able to get the care, it was great. I mean, I felt stronger.
His doctor recently moved away, and he's been reaching out to find a new one. But so far, he's been out of luck. Many advocates thought they had a fix for waiting lists and other problems of a broken mental health care system back in 2008.
The issue before us is not just another public policy issue. It's a matter of life or death for 54 million Americans suffering the ravages of mental illness and for 22 million Americans suffering from chemical addiction.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers, including Republican Jim Ramstad of Minnesota, pushed for the Federal Mental Health Parity Act, which was signed into law by President George W. Bush. It required that insurers cover mental health care just the same as they cover physical health care. But there was a hitch. The law was supposed to be enforced by states, and many were slow to do so. Most eventually got on board, but today Missouri remains one of the last holdouts.
It's only Missouri and Oklahoma now is the only other state that has basically said to the federal government that they will not enforce the Federal Parity Act.
David Lloyd is policy director for the Kennedy Forum, which tracks mental health parity. During the 11 years since the federal law was passed, there have been surges in suicide and substance abuse in Missouri and rates that exceed national averages. There's also been increasing depression among younger people. But experts estimate that more than half of people in Missouri with mental illnesses don't get care, in large part because they can't access it. Gina Terlizzi is executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Missouri.
It is absolutely heartbreaking when that person finally is ready to get the help they need and the help isn't there for them.
Children's Mercy psychiatrist Dr. Bob Batterson says that much of the problem is rooted in lingering pay differences between mental health specialists and other doctors.
Psychiatry, when I graduated from medical school, was the third lowest paying profession in medicine.
The rates that Medicaid pays are considered too low by most doctors. And in recent years, the number of psychiatrists taking new Medicaid patients has dropped to just about 1 in 3. But private insurance is problematic too. In most areas of medicine, private insurance usually pays more than Medicare rates. But in psychiatry, that's often not the case. And in Missouri, the rates that private insurance typically pays compared to Medicare are among the lowest in the country. To be sure, things have improved for psychiatrists during the 2.5 decades since Batterson graduated. Missouri psychiatrist salaries now average more than $212,000 per year, but that's among the lowest average salaries in the country. Batterson says that the low pay, plus loads of paperwork required by Medicaid, make Missouri a less than appealing place to work.
And when the requirements to manage that plan become onerous, you will find very few people taking that insurance because they just don't have the time, staff, and capability to do it.
But even as demand grows and provider shortages increase, there are still places where patients can often see specialists more quickly.
Truman Behavioral Health, this is Eddie. How may I help you? Yes, ma'am. Are you talking about inpatient or outpatient?
Missouri's community mental health centers, like Healing Canvas in Kansas City, still take Medicaid and can provide free care in some cases. Missouri is actually considered a national leader in supporting places like these. However, these publicly funded centers haven't been able to fill all the gaps. About 60% of Missouri counties have no practicing psychiatrists. Trisha Weir, a 45-year-old mother of two, says she went without treatment for her borderline personality disorder, depression, and anxiety while living in Lafayette County, Missouri. She's now in the middle of a 3.5-month wait to see a doctor.
If you're already struggling with feelings of self-worth, and then having your mental health provider say, well, we'll get to you eventually, that's really hard.
She relies on some coping strategies and the support of friends, but at times she feels like she's clinging on the edge.
At what point am I sick enough to get help now when I need it? You know, so my thoughts start ranging to some really dark places.
Missouri has taken some steps to improve. It reached an agreement with the federal government to enforce equal mental health care access for Medicaid patients, but advocates have been pushing for more, like routine audits of private insurance plans. In a statement for this story, a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance acknowledged that the department doesn't enforce federal laws, but it said parity is enforced through state laws. However, Gina Terlizzi of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Missouri says the hundreds of thousands of people in Missouri who can't get care are proof that the state laws aren't enough.
And in those cases, individuals oftentimes have to go without their treatment. When if you look at similarly effective treatments for a physical health condition, we just don't see that disparity.
After years of struggling to get treatment for PTSD and other conditions, Marty Sexton got involved in advocacy work for people with mental illness in Missouri. But he says this can be especially hard to do when you're stuck on a waiting list and counting the days until you can see a doctor.
You've got so much stigma that you're afraid to speak out. So basically, you sit in the closet, you sit in the corner, you lay under your covers, and you just cry.
After his private practice doctor recently moved away, Sexton has been trying to get care through the VA system, but once again, like many Missourians, facing another wait. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.